You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump is expected to continue his planned campaign event after he was injured in what officials are calling an assassination attempt. The former president had just started a speech in Pennsylvania when shots rang out. The 78-year-old described a whizzing sound and feeling a bullet ripping through skin near his ear. So what will this mean for the election campaign? SBS World News presenter Janice Peterson has been speaking with David Smith, associate professor at Sydney University's US Studies Centre.
For many people, this will raise the stakes of the election. It will create the sense that this is a real us or them election, and that the other side shouldn't be seen as opponents or competitors, but as a threat to America. So unfortunately, I think that this is just going to make things worse, at least in the short term. We're already seeing that with some of the rhetoric about this. We have one of Trump's vice presidential candidates blaming President Biden for it. I think that things are going to get a lot worse before they get any better.
Still so many details we don't know, but we do now know the identity of the shooter and the weapon that was used. What do you make of those details?
So it appears to have been a 20-year-old man who was armed with an AR-15, which is the rifle that is used in so many mass shootings in the United States. And at the moment, we don't really know anything else about this man. But people at the age of 20 are often at the most risk-accepting time of their lives. They are people often without particularly great judgment. And when you combine that with the very widespread access to high-powered weapons in the United States, unfortunately, that means that in a superheated political environment, it makes something like this more likely. Whatever else we find out about this young man, he's someone who has inflicted absolute mayhem on American politics. He is someone who has killed so far one person. We'll hope that nobody else dies as a result of this. And for the first time in 50 years, he has wounded a presidential candidate and has now made the defining image of the campaign a candidate with his fist raised and his face covered in blood. So the potential for chaos and violence and mayhem in a society that is so heavily armed, it's just ever present. And this is really a reminder that it's just not going away.
Well, David, just how much concern is there that a 20-year-old, a person that is not legally able to buy alcohol in America, was able to carry out such a deadly attack in plain sight when security at events like this is so strict?
I wouldn't have even thought that it was possible for somebody to get a weapon like that so close to a former president of the United States and a current presidential candidate. And that really doesn't bode well for security for the rest of the campaign. The Republican National Convention is taking place next week in Milwaukee, and I'm sure that Donald Trump will want it to go ahead so he can defiantly claim the presidential nomination. But I don't know whether law enforcement is going to see it as safe if somebody has managed to breach that incredibly tight, well, at least what I imagine was incredibly tight security that that is in place for presidential candidates these days. But so often, these really disturbing factors of American life, they come back to the gun. They come back to the availability of guns. We don't know whether this man owned this gun legally or not, but certainly it would have been easy enough for him to obtain.
What do you make of Donald Trump's reaction after he initially went down? We saw him standing up then, raising that defiant fist to the crowd and saying, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, it really fits into a story that he's been telling about himself for the last 8 years, which is that he is constantly hunted and persecuted by his enemies and they throw everything at him, but he still survives and he still comes back and he still fights. So despite the fact he must have been in considerable pain, he had a great sense of the drama of the moment. And you heard him telling the security guards to let him retrieve his shoes and then to issue this gesture to the crowd, which I'm sure is just going to be the icon of his campaign from now on. We also have to think about a lot of his supporters really would have seen this event in religious terms. They would have seen this as God protecting Trump because Trump is on God's side. Senator Marco Rubio, who is one of Trump's likely vice presidential candidates, actually tweeted very soon afterwards that it was God who protected Trump. And I'm sure that many of Trump's supporters would have seen it in the same way.
Given that you think that this will lead to even further divisions in an already fractured America, do you think there's also a bigger threat now for copycat attacks?
I think there is. If people have seen that this is possible, then I think that this will encourage more people to try. And this is one of the really disturbing features of this attack. The fact that it could happen at all shows that it can happen again. And there are 70 million semi-automatic rifles in circulation in the United States. And certainly most Americans don't want this kind of violence in their politics. Most Americans wish their politics was not this heated and was not this angry. But it only takes a few people in a heavily armed society to be able to inflict this kind of mayhem on the whole political system.
And David, we know for sure that the Republican convention will go on in earnest. What do you think the impact is going to be on that event?
I think that it will make it an even more triumphal event for Donald Trump than it was before. I think it has the potential now to be an even angrier event than it was going to be, depending on what kinds of details emerge over the next few days. Certainly, Republicans will be rallying around Donald Trump like never before. It's going to be quite interesting to see what happens on the other side of politics, whether this has any effect on the current drama that is surrounding Joe Biden. Because certainly for Trump and his allies, they're going to be pointing at the contrast between Trump, who appears to have bounced back stronger than ever after an assassination attempt, and Biden, who seems increasingly frail in his public appearances. So I don't know whether this will have any effect on that side or not, but I think it will make the Republican National Convention like nothing we've ever seen before in terms of the display of emotion that will be there.
We did see Joe Biden come out and condemn this attack. He did call for unity. Was that enough? Is he the person to bring about more unity in this fractured nation?
I think that Joe Biden did everything that he could have under the circumstances, and I think it was a very good response. But I don't know that anybody can bring about unity at this point in American politics, at least not anybody who is so strongly associated with either side of American politics. Joe Biden got elected on a platform of wanting to bring the country together again. Despite all of his efforts, that hasn't happened over the last 4 years. And it's a much bigger problem than any one person, even the President of the United States, can fix. It comes back to the fact that party identity has become such a strong and sometimes violent form of identity. It's become the principal way by which Americans identify friend and enemy. It's very dangerous to the democratic system. And unfortunately, it's beyond the ability of certainly any president at the moment to fix.
And David, how do you think this impacts Donald Trump's image on the world stage?
So I think that we saw huge amounts of sympathy pouring in from all over the world today. And I think that any world leader who might have been tempted to make public criticisms of Trump in the lead up to the election will be quite muted from now on. And we were already seeing that many world leaders were preparing for the possibility of Trump being president, and people who in the past have been quite critical of Trump are not so critical anymore. I think we're really going to see a complete muting of any criticism of Trump over the next few months. And there will be this complete outpouring of sympathy, which we've seen not just from world leaders, but from right across the United States as well.
This incident, I mean, both sides of politics are condemning it, but the momentum is very much firmly behind Donald Trump at the moment. How does President Biden claw his way back into this race?
I really don't know that he can claw his way back into this race. Biden's best hope, I think, has been to really mobilise a big anti-Trump vote. Now, it's going to be difficult to do that over the next few weeks when sort of mobilising really anti-Trump rhetoric could be seen through the lens of this shooting. It could be seen as an act of violence. You've already got Republicans blaming Biden and blaming Democrats for casting Trump as a threat and saying that's responsible for this shooting. So it's going to be very hard over the next few weeks for Democrats to try to build an anti-Trump campaign when there's going to be a bit of a taboo against criticising Trump in really strong terms, given what's just happened to him. So it was already a tall order for Biden, and I think that it's just got a lot harder.
Well, is this going to be the chance for Joe Biden to step aside and for the Democrats to try and steal some of those headlines back by introducing a new candidate?
It could be. And so far, Biden has been very, very resistant to any idea that he should go, no matter who comes out against him. As you say, if he were to step aside now, then this could give something very valuable back to the Democrats in terms of being able to take headlines away from Trump and away from Biden and to give them a fresh start. But it seems very difficult to persuade Biden of anything like that at the moment.
Thank you so much for your analysis, David Smith, from the Sydney University US Study Centre.
My pleasure.